chapter 9, take no thought. In his letter to the Philippian church, Paul the Apostle let us in on one of the unique blessings and benefits of mind management. He wrote, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. The word careful is translated from the Greek word merimnao, and it means to take thought or to be anxious about. That's why the New King James Version and several other translations render Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 as, "Be anxious for nothing." The Amplified Bible translation of the same verse says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything." Thoughts come to us all the time. Your mind and mental receptacle system may be processing myriads of thought signals coming through it even now as you listen to this book. You could be thinking about an extensive range of subjects and things. Yesterday's events, tomorrow's plans, pending office work, a business transaction, your spouse's birthday, your kid's soccer practice, a dream you had, etc. There can be a barrage of thoughts bombarding your mind at any point in time, but you ultimately decide and choose the one you want to dwell on. When you take a thought and ruminate on it, there's no telling what it'll do to and in you. To take thought means to center your mind on something in such a way as to become concerned. Many times it refers to taking a thought that draws us away from what should be our focus. That's why we are admonished here not to take the thought that distracts and pulls us away from the Word and the peace it brings to our hearts and minds. The Lord Jesus gave us the same charge in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature?" Notice the phrase "take no thought." It's from the same Greek word merimnao, rendered as "be careful" in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Lord Jesus asked them, "How many of you have increased in size or added to your years since you started taking thought?" He was letting them know, you don't get better by worrying. Let's read on. "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek." Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 to 32. These are the things people of the world are concerned about and run after. Their whole existence is about what they are going to eat or drink or wear or drive or spend, etc. They are concerned about having all these things just so they can be happy in this world. But the Lord Jesus charges us not to be like them, and he lets us know why. He says, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. In other words, don't worry about these things, because your Father knows you need them. Be like the birds of the air who take no thought for their meals, and yet are constantly fed by your heavenly Father. Then, in the next verse, he shows us what to give our attention to. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This is the first and most important thing you should be concerned with, to see God's kingdom established and his righteousness manifested in your world. Don't be fixated on establishing your comfort, satisfaction, enjoyment, and happiness. Let God's kingdom be your focus instead. This should be your constant contemplation. Jeremiah said, "Let Jerusalem, symbolic of God's kingdom and His rule, come to your mind." Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 50. Let spiritual things of the kingdom be uppermost on your mind. Think spiritually, not carnally. There are Christians who don't think spiritually but carnally all the time. They think only about their money, fame, position, and earthly connections. They are always concerned about how they are perceived by others. T.L. Osborne said, "Those who are concerned about what people think about them are the slaves of the last people they talk to." How true. Such people are weighed down by the burden of trying to please others. Don't strive to look good before others. Be desirous to please the Lord instead. So be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Just tell Him what you want. He's big enough, and He knows everything about your life and the future. When this becomes your mindset, you will understand that there's no use worrying about anything. Praise God. A spiritual principle and a guaranteed outcome. There is something about that admonition in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 I want you to notice. It comes with a promise. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will mount guard over your heart and mind. This is a spiritual principle with a guaranteed outcome every time you put it to work. Understand that just as there are physical laws of gravity, electricity, mechanics, magnetism, and the like, there are also spiritual laws. And when you understand spiritual laws and act upon them, they will produce results just as surely as the physical laws. The principle here is that when you take no thought, but instead present your request to the Lord in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, the result is the peace of God protecting your heart and mind. God's word is God's wisdom. It's His thoughts clothed in vocabulary. When you learn to think God's thoughts by thinking His word, then you come to the place where you are living the supernatural life effortlessly. Now you can understand why Jesus says to us, "Take no thought." It's because no matter what happens, there are spiritual laws to put you over. Even when trouble strikes and you feel pressured in your mind, you say, "No, I refuse to be concerned or anxious. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I confess that I am a success. Glory to God." A heart and mind that's full of peace and devoid of anxiety is one of the great benefits of managing your mind the way God's word shows you to.